government is proposing to lower the corporate tax rate from 30% to 25% for firms that have a turnover of more than $50 million per year. The Labor Party believes that's neither justifiable nor affordable. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says that if the cuts become law and his party wins office, they'll repeal them.
Regardless of what legislation is passed this week, Labor will repeal this corporate tax giveaway of $65 billion to the biggest companies in Australia, the banks and the multinationals.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says that, in opposing these corporate tax cuts, Mr Shorten is actually supporting there being fewer jobs and less well-paid jobs. He also claims Mr Shorten is going back on what he's previously said.
So what he's saying is that he wants to go to the election on a platform of fewer jobs and less well-paid jobs. And it shows you cannot trust anything Bill Shorten says. This is a man who stood up at the dispatch box in the House of Representatives only a few years ago when Labor was last in government and said lower company tax results in more investment, higher productivity, more jobs and higher wages. And you know what? He was right. He was absolutely right. And now, of course, doesn't suit him to say that. And he's done a backflip.
But representatives of the charity and welfare sector are siding with Mr Shorten. Cassandra Goldie is from the Australian Council of Social Services. She says the proposed tax cuts are essentially robbing the poor to give to the rich.
The government today is still saying it intends to abolish the poultry energy supplement, which is just $4 a week if you're a new start, and $7 a week if you're an aged pensioner, to save another $1 billion from the budget. That's how the government is intending to fund this corporate tax cut. And so this isn't a debate that we wanted to have, actually. We wanted to take the high road on economic reform.
It's a theme Mr Shorten is very keen to tap into. In Question Time, he substituted school children for pensioners in suggesting where government money could be better spent.
Prime Minister, how is it fair that the Prime Minister is cutting billions from schools to pay for his $65 billion handout to big business?
Not that Mr Shorten himself is in an entirely comfortable position when it comes to matters concerning tax. Whilst the Labor Party is adamant about what to do for the proposed tax cut for businesses with turnover of more than $50 million per year, they're not so sure what they will do with the corporate tax cut that's already been legislated, the one that applies to businesses with a turnover of less than $50 million per year. Mr Shorten says Labor will have to wait until the federal budget in May to decide whether those cuts will also be repealed. There's also the matter of Labor's proposed policy on ending cash handouts to share investors with his proposed dividend imputation changes. Labor has scaled down its original proposal, announcing that around 300,000 pensioners will be exempt from the changes. It follows many attacks upon Labor for their original policy in the 2 weeks or so since they announced it. Mr Shorten says it shows his party isn't too arrogant to make changes, but the policy has still been strongly pursued by the government in Question Time. Liberal Party backbencher Andrew Hastie asked Treasurer Scott Morrison a question concerning a retiree named Alan in his electorate, whom Mr Hastie says has planned well financially for his retirement and would be punished by Labor's policy. One Labor MP interjected that Alan would not pay tax on the money he would earn from dividend imputation. That sparked the Treasurer to rather colourfully tell the opposition what he thinks of them and the impact he thinks their policy would have on many older Australians.
I noticed the interjections of those opposite who say he hasn't paid any tax. Alan has paid tax all of his life, you muppet. He's paid tax all of his life. Speaker over here. Speaker over here.
Sides.
They have just shown the tell, Mr Speaker. Alan has worked hard all of his life and he has put a nest egg together and he is now a victim like another 850,000 plus Australians of what Labor would propose to do by abolishing common sense, good principles of tax design.
And Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says the government will pursue personal income tax cuts as well in the forthcoming budget. It all adds up to the taxation issue being on the federal political agenda for some time to come. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.